Dumb.
Cool.
And Weird.
Podcast. Hi, this is Nick from the Dumb, Cool, and Weird Podcast. It's been a minute since we put out anything, but just a few seconds ago, my homie Wes, who I work on the podcast with, put something out, which kind of addresses some of the issues that he sees with today. And I think I'm going to do the same. This is going to sound like a rant, but I don't honestly give a fuck. Because it's not about you anyways. But I will address that you people these days don't have real problems. You don't have real struggles for the most part. You honestly go throughout your lives living it all lackadaisically and seeking out drama with other individuals because it's just something funny for you. It's just something that you want to feel like makes you feel alive. But if that's honestly the case, what you need to do is go and get some real excitement in your life. Go get a gym membership. Go become a cage fighter. Or you know what? If you really want to be a tough guy in life, go and do some security work. Go and be a firefighter, an EMT, a police officer, or active military personnel. Because those are the real tough guys and heroes of the world. And most of you who walk around day in and day out that I see walk around with like some weird form of self-entitlement where you think that you're better than everybody else in the rest of the world. Like you actually live some kind of a struggle in your life when you haven't really done anything. And you know what? I understand. Struggle doesn't always come the same for everybody else. But the fact is, when you're literally just trying to one-up somebody and your fucking life is perfect, then you're not really doing anything of any worth. And I think that's what really scares you, is that you're pretty much a loser and you situate yourself in a way that you align yourself with other losers, these people who grew up with a good bit of money and you know, you just decide, huh, you know what? I think I'm like some kind of affected person and make a whole bunch of shit up and never really had any hardships in life. You know, we always talk about mental health and try to give people a benefit of the doubt. And we also joke about it on this podcast a lot because it's how we get through things. But to be completely fair with you, I think I've met more people in this last year, this last 2 years almost, who don't have any real fucking problems. Y'all just look for problems in your perfect little lives, and it's kind of fucking pathetic. Like, what's wrong with you that that's what you're doing with your life? Right now, I'm out in the fucking woods and just trying to find that peace of mind. And I figure, you know what, this is going to be something that's actually good to put out there. Because I think some people need to hear this. I think people need a little bit of a wake-up call to get off their ass and go live a little bit. You know, there's too many grown-ass men playing video games, wasting away their goddamn life, thinking to themselves like, man, I'm a loser. Man, I got nothing going on in my life. Well, yeah, of course you got nothing going on in your life. You try to seek some form of gratification within leveling up in some online video game. Go and do something. And as I said, I don't care if this comes off as a rant. A lot of you need to hear this. A lot of you need to have this broken down to you that you're too fragile. I think one of the more disturbing things is that I've met people with more responsibility in their life and more bravery who were far younger than me when I was at least in the military. And then those same people getting out and going on and becoming first responders. And these are the kinds of people that get shit on in society now when they do the job that nobody else can. I mean, how fucking insane is it that I have to listen to the mental gymnastics of half of the people in this world? It's like on my college campus. I don't have to go very far before I hear some Republican or Democrat talking about how the other side is trying to kill each other. Neither of them even know what that really even looks like. People are so fucking weak that words hurt them these days. I remember when I was growing up, you at least had the ability to get into a fist fight. And once that was done, when you fought the other person, that was the end of it. It never escalated. You shook hands and it was fucking done. But nah, most of you are pussies these days. Most of you are gonna cry that you were just assaulted, or you're gonna get a gaggle of your friends to go and beat up that other person as retribution. That's not how this world works. That's not how that's supposed to work. And most of you live your life as if you're in a reality TV show. How fucking pathetic is that shit? Do you want to be the next Kim Kardashian and lose your mind like a Kanye West? Because that's honestly what it seems like half the time. Y'all love to go out there and just cause drama for the sake of what you think is viewership to your Instagram following. Get a little bit off your ass and go do some real shit. Go learn a fucking skill or something. I know a lot of people who passed away within this last year that are far better than most of the people I see walking around today. And I wish, and I just wish, that they didn't pass away. That some of those guys didn't take their own lives. So that a lot of these jackasses could just walk around with a form of entitlement. So, next time you also think you got it rough in life, how about you just kind of be a good motherfucker and look out for the person on the left and right of you? Because that's the only way this is going to get any better. We have too many selfish motherfuckers walking around on this planet, acting like it's cool to be a victim. No, it's not fucking cool to be a victim. That's some weak-ass pussy shit. That's some Generation Z shit that came out of my generation, the millennials. And honestly, we wish that we could do better so that the world can get better. The worst part is that people love the drama, and that they love the whole thing about us against them. You really have to just sit there, out there alone just for a little bit, and reflect on yourself. If you're one of those people who likes hurting other people, who likes to create drama, who likes to believe you're above everybody else. There's no such thing as being above anybody else. There's a lot of people who haven't been punched in the face and haven't been humbled in this world. And I think that needs to be brought back. Because a lot of you guys are walking around here acting way too tough. And there's a lot of people going out there and pretending that they have all the answers to the world. And I honestly don't have any answers to the fucking world. I'm just ranting. I just have a podcast with my homie. This is just our thing that we do. We don't pretend we have all the answers. But damn, you know what? Every now and again, it's a little bit good to bring up how we feel about the world. Because sometimes it's not a joke. It really is kind of a fucking disaster when you look at how people are treating each other. Like, more people are taking videos these days of people getting bullied than trying to stand up to the bullies that are bullying other people. That says a lot about us and how dumb we are. The fact that we would rather take a video of people harassing somebody than doing the right thing and standing up for that person. So, that's just my little bit right there. Hope you all have a happy new year. I think it's about time we all start working on ourselves a little more so that we could leave a better world when we get old and leave a better world for the future generations. Have fun and stay sexy, Atlanta.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dumb, Cool, and Weird podcast with Wes and Nick. If you want to check out more of our stuff, go to www.dumbcoolweird.com. You'll find our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Patreon link if you want to support us. Also, be sure to check out our merch store. And if you're interested in being on our podcast, you can find a link on our website so you can reach out to us and tell us if you want to talk to us about something that's really weird, dumb, or cool. We'd be glad to hear from you. Hope you'll stay tuned for the next weird-ass episodes we got. Thank you.